Welcome back to my podcast, everybody. Remember, you can find me on Spotify, Breaker, and all platforms that you listen to your podcast. Well, this morning, I am going to talk about our favorite 45. I like 45. I think he's a fantastic person. I wished him well when he first stepped into the big house. And I thought as a businessman, he was going to do very well. And I think he has done some things well, but he has done most things terribly. And his only fault I see is himself. This guy is a ruckus. When I think about how they treat him, how they speak of him, the news media, people around, he has become the laughing stock. But for some people, he is not. He means well for them. He's doing the work that they all want him to do. And what is that? Make a ruckus. A ruckus for the government? A ruckus for the people around him? A ruckus for his family? And a ruckus for himself. He cannot change. This man is over 70 years old. Who changes after 70 years old? This is his DNA. Get used to it. He said he's a fighter. He fights for people. And all he might do is fight for himself. All his life he has been fighting for himself. From his father days, when he might grow up and his father did treat him, he might fight for himself. He's always fighting to clear his name. He's always fighting to be somebody. He always wants the attention. People call him narcissistic, mobster. But all of we are mobster. Because we're all fighting in our lives to be somebody. Looking the other day, and I saw where he has on the hat, the famous red hat that says 45, 47. Wait a minute. He might have high hopes. And there's nothing wrong in having hopes. There's nothing wrong in making sure that something happens for him in the future. Something is definitely going to happen to him in the near future. Me, yes, there's 91 counts. Hold on a minute. Not even the prisoners, them in a jail, have 91 counts. This is a laughing stock. This is a stock of laugh. As Bob Marley would have said, who have the last laugh? Well, we don't know yet because you know how it is. Nobody never take him off at the stand. Everybody leave him there to create more chaos. And here we are again. Everybody's fascinated. Every time you turn on the news, everybody talk about the same thing. Lord have mercy, me tired of them. Then when they talk about say Ingo got arrangement and they're taking picture, they're telling say have strawberry here. Anybody, what is? That means say you know have a speck of grape. But he makes me laugh. And we have to have laughter in our lives. You can't take everything serious. And I think that's how him look on life. Him not take this serious. Him not care about you. All him do is make sure say him put more money in his bank account for pay for all the legal fees we have. He's smart. Use the people and then say, go, they go chat all the time. Make sure say you're there in the forefront, in front of everybody. All the others, them who are trying to be 47 in the near future, nobody no really talk about them. All the little Indian boy I try to word, like him, the young Obama. I hurry come up that You nah no chance. Not now anyway. Maybe down in the line. Give him a couple more years. Them not gonna want him. 38-year-old, no sir. Maybe come back and talk to you when you are 50-year-old. People are one way. Take note. Open your eye. Heed to the cries. Heed to the cries. But anyway, me still like the entertainment because remember, he's an entertainer. He was always an entertainer. He has been entertaining since he has been a child. But watch out. Look where he want to find the last time. He want to continue the foolishness we are going. And you have the people around him who will help him. Power is key for him. Because where power do, I save him. Begania, because more laughter down the road. Take care. See you another time. Share with a friend. And like. Megan.